Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another taping of Girl Talk here on Blog Talk Radio's Girl Talk with Bams and Dusty. Today's going to be kind of like a solo show because my poor girl Dusty absolutely has an ear infection, and I probably blame that on, yeah, I was probably gabbing to her just a little bit too much because I do love to get on the telephone and gab to her, everybody. So I was probably gabbing to her for like 5 hours on the phone one day. So I'm sure that she got an infection from my drama somewhere. So anyway, I just, again, we're going to do the show kind of solo today. Today is a very interesting topic. I know last week we had a whole lot of fun with ghosts from the past, and if you want to, please feel free to go listen to previous episodes. All you have to do is pull us up www.blogtalkradio.com/girltalkwithbamsanddusty. I know that seems like a really long name, so I may end up trying to change that for you all because I know that we're getting a lot of listeners into the show. So I may try to make you all your life just a little bit easier. And also make sure that you're checking out your girls on YouTube, www.youtube.com/BammyShow, and also for homegirl Dusty, and Dusty is your beauty guru. I'm telling you, she can teach you how to look like anything from the Little Mermaid to Snow White. www.youtube.com/DustyCheyenne, DustyCheyenne. Well, you have a long-ass name, you need to shorten that shit up just a little bit. Be like Dusty C, okay? Because nobody's going to remember to do all that. At least with mine, it's Bammy Show. Anyway, I don't want to get off topic too much, you all, because I'm really only going to do like a 15-minute show, but I also want to start inviting some of you all to feel free and call into the show. So I think that we're going to start doing some guest call-ins, and you all can come on air with me and Dusty, have some fun time with Girl Talk. So make sure that we're going to end up giving you all the number to call in, because I think that that's just a really good idea to get some more of you all involved in the show. Okay, today we're going to be kind of talking about people that steal ideas. Yes, we are going to steal ideas, and we are going to, okay, so what brought this about anyway was the fact me and Dusty, of course, we were having girl talk on the phone with each other, and Dusty came across this channel with this girl, and we'll call her Pull Up, okay? No, we'll call her Daisy because I know that she likes to, like, call herself after a flower, but her ass looks like she sprouted a fruit from a rotten seed in a garden of beautiful roses. She looks like one of those, whatever. Anyway, it's starting to really get aggravating when we were discussing this. Is this girl, like, is starting to steal some of Dusty's ideas? And the irony with this is that this girl isn't unpopular. Now, how she has almost 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, I'll never know, because she looks like Frankenstein in a piss-poor, cheap-ass wig, really bad makeup, and her conversations and topics of discussion is my 6 week on hormone therapy. Let me tell y'all something, and I'm not going to get into too much of this before I start going off on this Frankenstein-looking bitch. Let me tell you something. You haven't changed shit in 6 weeks or 6 months on hormones, okay? Now, you sitting here looking in front of a mirror and this and that, you are not going to see shit. And this is coming from somebody. I'm not going to tell y'all again. I've been on this stuff since, like, the beginning of time. 6 weeks and 6 months on hormones isn't shit. And really, some of you girls out here that are only on YouTube to document your transition, get the fuck out of here, okay? And if you don't like my language, like I said, I'm going to keep it real on this show. You don't have to listen in. But I'm just saying, get the fuck out of here, because what you're trying to do is make this whole entire journey look easy and look like it's something cool to do, like, oh, it's glamorous and, like, you know, become a wellness. Fuck that. This is a life-changing decision. And if you're not ready for the consequences of your actions, you're not ready for transition, okay? So sit down, shut the hell up, go have a cookie, go have a tea, And get patient with yourself, because I'm telling you right now, y'all make me sick with these little, oh, my little 6 weeks on hormone stuff. You're not changing. I'm telling you right now, been there, done it. You're not changing anything. The only thing that you're changing is a couple subscribers here on YouTube. And really, when you're out here, just document your transition. You're not even reaching out to a universal audience. You're only really reaching out to one specific type of audience. So, yeah, your channel may blow up, but it's not really going anywhere. You're just kind of spinning wheels in the mud. Because you might get a couple thousand subscribers, but, you know, not everybody can relate to that. So I'm just telling you, you're just wasting your time. Anyway, let's get back to the subject. So as we all know that Dusty Cheyenne likes to get on her YouTube, and she likes to say, you know, favorite little mermaid under the sea. Well, we come across this Frankenstein-looking thing who decides that she wants to steal my girl's idea. Now, my girl is just starting to grow, and everybody understand that with me nearing my first house, subscribers, I was like, okay, Dusty, you know, I'll take you under my wing, and I'll show you, and I'll show anybody really kind of like the ropes with social media from what I've learned. But so we come across her, and she's like stealing my girl's ideas, and now she's stealing them, then she's like spreading them all over social media. So again, this just kind of goes back to the whole topic of discussion of people that steal other people's ideas. Now, did you know, and this was something that I found out a long time ago, Black Box's album Dreamland. Do you all remember the song Strike It Up from, like, I guess this was the early 90s. Now, Martha Wash was on there, and what she was doing was she was basically kind of recording some demos for other artists. Well, the producers turned around and used all of her lyrics pretty much on the album and gave her no credit in the album's liner notes, okay? So, again, it's like the stealing this idea, okay, and it's saying, I'm not going to give you any credit. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I got this idea from so-and-so. I'm not doing any shout-outs. And she ended up suing the record company, and, I mean, she made a change in, you know, she kind of made a change, if you think about it, for all the artists that are out there. Another thing that's really interesting to note is that Pablo Picasso is actually quoted for saying, good artists borrow and great artists steal. Really, if your artwork isn't coming from somewhere that's creative and isn't coming from your heart and isn't coming from your mind, get the fuck out of here. You're not really an artist. You're a con artist, but you're not truly an artist. Because Lord knows that even before I go in front of you all to do a show, okay, before I go in front of you two, don't you ever think that I don't sit there and spend my time incorporating into the hard work, doing a lot of writing, bringing about a lot of magic, working hard for you all, because I believe that you all, my audience, my people, the loves, the sunshines of my life, the people that keep me going, you know, again, with having a show that's starting to explode, even with this blog talk, you know, it's had like 3,000 views in a matter of like no time. With everything starting to take off, it's kind of like I built that seed, or I planted that seed outside in the garden. And instead of it turning into a rotten fruit because I don't have to go steal ideas from somebody else, I created this with my own creativity, my own mind, and I planted something out of nothing that's turning into something fruitful to multiply. Another person that's kind of known for, I don't know if you all knew this, but singer Alicia Keys is in hot water and being sued by Eric Sherman's 1962 song, Hey There Lonely Girl. So we're talking about, this doesn't just kind of go on for YouTube. This goes on in the entertainment business. This goes on in acting. This goes on in singing. This is all over show business. Another good example, group frontman Will I Am from Black Eyed Peas is sued by UK singer Talisa for swiping lyrics in Scream and Shout. Now it's collaborated with Britney Spears. Again, these are very, very famous people that steal ideas from newcomers. And again, you have to know that if that's going to happen in the, you know, art of singing and the art of this and the art of that, it's going to happen anywhere. Let's invite somebody on the show. Hello, you're on air.
Oh, hey, girl.
Girl, did you finally decide to bring your ass on live? Look, we are, like, down to, like, the last 5 minutes of the show, and I told everybody that you have an earache, but you just had to bring your ass on, didn't you?
I had to bring my ass on. I couldn't let you go on alone.
Girl, look, as we're down the last 5 minutes of the show, I want you to go off. I want you to go off, and I want you to tell these people how you feel about somebody stealing your ideas for your YouTube.
Like, for real, like, I get it. Imitating people, whatever, but dang, get your own ideas, bitch. Damn. I'm not just giving you ideas.
Right. It was the whole thing as the, like I was telling everybody, I said, if it goes on in singing and, you know, and I was also giving everybody examples. I mean, girl, I have pulled up a list of research from stuff that I, did you know that Forever 21 has been sued over 50 times for stealing work off other designers?
Ooh,
I mean, so
I
we're talking
know.
About, girl, we're talking about it not only goes on in YouTube, it goes on in singing. Here, Spanish actress Anna Allen has been accused of stealing and photoshopping other celebrity Instagram pictures to pass them off as herself. So we're talking, this goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So we're waiting for Frankenstein to steal and try to photoshop your pictures next.
Oh, they better not. This bitch might need to, though. I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, if you listen to what I said in the beginning of the show, I mean, I've already said I was surprised that she was at her, like, first 1,000 subscribers because, like I said, she looked like, to me, she looked like fine trying to put on some CoverGirl and wearing one of those wigs that you buy out of Halloween shop trying to tell everybody how to be a girl. Girl, the only thing that she could teach me is how to get the fuck out of here because I'm going to get the fuck off her channel when I watch that scary shit.
It's just
anyway,
so rude. Come up with your own shit. God.
We all know that Dusty Cheyenne is the hottest mermaid under the sea, but I did tell everybody in the audience, your ass needs to get a shorter name for your YouTube channel. Ain't nobody gonna remember /Dusty Cheyenne. I bet you need to get, like, Dusty Show, like Bambi has for Bambi Show, and I know that everybody in the audience would feel that way.
Well, it's already done, girl.
Girl, look, we're going to have to go back and rehelp that. But, you know, and again, it's not something where people only steal ideas. Do you all remember, too, when Winona Ryder was caught shoplifting over $5,000 worth of merchandise at Saks Fifth Avenue? And she's one of our favorite actresses. So we have to go and wonder, Dusty, is stealing kind of a part of human nature, just like when women steal men, you know? Go and look at the examples after 2 years of dating Bridget Monahan of Lost New England's Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, you know, lost him to supermodel Gisele Bündchen in late 2006. You know, we've got people that are stealing merchandise. We've got famous actresses stealing merchandise. We've got artists stealing ideas. We've got YouTubers stealing this. We've got, so is it, do you think, from a heartfelt place, do you think that stealing is kind of a part of our human nature?
Maybe it is. But it needs to stop. I guess it is. I guess people steal all the time. It is what it
you
is.
You know, I mean, it really bothers me as we kind of get, like, down the last 2 minutes of the show. And, like, everybody, I swear to God, if I'd have known that Mama Dusty was coming on air, we'd have done a 30-minute show for you all. Because it was a lot to cover. But my thing is that if you are so, okay, girl, let's keep something 100, like me and you, okay? What our audience doesn't know is the hard work that we actually put into our artwork, right? Like, they just see the finished product. So, of course, in show business, you're supposed to work hard and it look flawless and effortless. My thing is that, like, you're not really that talented. You're not really that talented if you have to go out here, right, and you have to take on somebody else's. That's not talent to me. How are you calling yourself an artist? The only kind of artist that you are to me is a con artist. Do you agree?
Right, yes. That ain't
so unbelievable. But, you know, the only thing that I have to say to that Frankenstein thing that's out here stealing your ideas, and let's keep it 100 because the thing looks like Frankenstein, right? Is that
mm-hmm.
the only reason why she would look like, you know, that she's trying to steal your ideas is because you're everybody's favorite mermaid under the sea, and she is everybody's favorite something off the bottom of the floor of the sea, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, girl. We sure do love our audience, and, you know, everybody, by the way, this was kind of our idea for today. And again, we all hope that Miss Dusty starts to feel better. I know that she called in the last 5 minutes of the show, and we were sure glad that she called in because she got an ear infection from Bambi's Cabin for 5 minutes in her ear. I think anybody would get an ear infection from that. Anyway, we invite you all to follow us on Facebook. Don't forget to follow us. Look us up on Facebook, Bambi Nicole, and also Dusty Cheyenne. We certainly appreciate you all listening into the show, and we cannot wait to do another show for you all here soon in the future. We sure do love you all. Bye.